This is Ted Kennedy. The Cold War is over, and Star Wars should be scaled back. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in the past decade, Congress has written billions of dollars into blank checks to the Pentagon for Star Wars. With the Cold War ended, it's time to cut back on that gold-plated weapon system before it bankrupts the Treasury. Star Wars is a relic of the Pentagon days of Weinberger and Roses. When the Soviet Union was an evil empire, the Berlin Wall was up, and the Pentagon had an open faucet at the Treasury. Instead of massive, impractical anti-missile system in space that you and the Pentagon want, the Senate has called for a more realistic ground-based system to defend against missiles that might someday be launched by terrorist nations like Iraq. Get your priorities straight, Al. Instead of wasting billions of dollars on the old Reagan scheme, let's scale back Star Wars and invest the savings in star schools.
Ted, if madman Saddam Hussein ever got his mitts on ICBMs tipped with nuclear warheads, something he's been lusting to do for years, do you really want to see America vulnerable to attack with no defense at all? Ted, you're so partisan, our nation suffers. We do need SDI to defend against these ballistic missiles that can be launched from third world nations, not just the Soviet Union. And Windex squirted all over your crystal ball can't help to predict that Gorbachev will remain in power. So please tell me what happens if the Soviets decide to put another Stalin in charge. America has to be ready to defend against all future threats. We spend less than 2% of the Pentagon budget on SDI each year. If the time ever comes, heaven forbid, that we need SDI, there won't be enough time to build it. That time is right now when we have the chance and time to plan for the future. Ted, all of us are sorry you just can't see that, even with so many millions of American lives at stake. Sad. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on criminals who sue their victims for millions of dollars. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.